This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's do this. Here we go.
Jimmy Butler.
Let's
go, Mark.
Well, let's talk about it, okay?
Forget top six. One seed. Let's do this. Jimmy Butler.
Are we going to be championship?
I think so.
888-957-9570. What is the most exciting part about this two-game debut? Well, how would you answer that? Because I want to answer, I think it's an exciting sort of like point, but the answer is not exciting. The exciting thing is the vibe, right? The looks on the faces of the Warriors, winning two games in a row on the road. But the answer is very, very boring to me with regard to what's different and why this works. What the Warriors now have is that in the fourth quarter, or even the third quarter, and things are starting to get stagnant. You know what that is, Dibs?
It's a stagnation sensation,
when
Mark.
That happens, yeah. And Warrior fans, you know, it happens almost every close game where there's a period of stagnation, whether it's the non-Steph minutes or whether it's the we're going to throw three people at Steph and you don't have anybody else that can do anything. You suddenly now have someone that goes, give me the ball, I'll go get us a couple free throws. That's your answer. That has completely, and again, it's two basketball games, and I said six quarters a minute ago because I'm not giving you the first half in Chicago.
That was awkward.
You sucked. Yep. You still sucked. But six quarters have now looked passable. Put aside that the competition was weak, whatever. You got games on the road. You got to win them. They have. They get credit for it. To me, that's the difference, is when the Warriors stop, he can go, give me the ball. I get you a couple of free throws. Take a breath, probably get a couple points, maybe only one, usually two, and recalibrate what you're doing. That, for the moment, has changed Warrior basketball.
For me, it's about just one word, and it's muscle. And Jimmy Butler's got muscle. And I love Steph Curry, but he's not a physical player. And we've all cried for more than 10 years about Steph doesn't get any calls. Okay, Draymond Green is not a guy who finishes at the basket. Andrew Wiggins, he's dunked on some people, but he is not necessarily a muscly guy. Kevin Durant...
He was the best they had.
Kevin Durant is the Slim Reaper, so he's not necessarily a muscly guy. Nope. And, you know, you go across the roster and TJD, slender, Pods is young. Kuminga will go over you, not through you. What you have now is a guy when the ball is loose and he's involved, he's going to get the ball. And if you go up for a shot contested at the rim, he's going to go through you. He's a guy who will go through your chest. And for the first time in a long time, I do think you've got a guy who is really strong, muscly, and like you said, a guy who can get to the foul line anytime he wants.
Well, and Grandy brought this up earlier. Grandy, I liked what you said. Listen to this.
Everyone, yeah, I didn't.
No, I did. You didn't even know. What am I going to say? You
I
don't even
no
know
idea.
What I'm going to refer to.
I'm normally going to be anti-Grandy, but go ahead.
Well,
it's my default.
It's really a what if. I don't even know if it's a point yet.
I hate Mark Grandy.
It's a concept, and I'm open to it. Everyone was worried about Jimmy's attitude, right? What if it was exactly what they needed? I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet, but I'm open to it. I'm open to it, especially in a small sample. What if Jimmy's presence, his aura, his attitude? I mean, I don't know what's going on in the locker room. They all look happy. Well, at Steve Kerr, 4 o'clock. We'll try to dig on that as far as what's happening in the locker room. Because today is, Tuesday? Last Wednesday, they all looked like they were going to cry. It was 6 days ago. 6 days ago, oh my God, Steve called everybody into the locker room in Salt Lake City, and everybody came out with their heads hanging down low, and then they went out and gacked a basketball game to the worst team I've ever seen. Okay, 6 nights later, we all look really happy.
Yep.
And I can't tell you, I mean, I would be surprised if they're faking it. So, like, yeah, I want to dig on that, what's happening behind the scenes. But the part that we can see, that kind of attitude and that presence that he brings, that fear that he puts into defenses, that intimidation factor, if you will, it looks like something that they really needed. Because Draymond has it, but he can't score. So you needed it from somebody who has the ball in their hands.
Right, and he has the ball in his hands, and he got to the foul line a bunch, and he shot 15 free throws, and he is number 10 in the league on the year, in a small sample, in free throws per game. He gets to the line, and he will, you know, get in the mix, and offensively, defensively, he's got that toughness that the Warriors have not had. And, you know, I think about Charles Barkley and what he said about a jump shooting team will never win the title. And yeah, you're wrong. And you look at this team, and this team is mostly a finesse team without Jimmy Butler. You've got younger players who aren't necessarily mix it up kind of guys. And now you have Jimmy Butler, a guy who will mix it up. And we know from his time in Chicago and his time in Minnesota and in Miami, he's a guy who is not shy about getting into confrontations, and you saw it already in two games.
Just want to pass this along because it is breaking a little bit with regard to one of the Warriors' Western Conference foes. The Los Angeles Lakers are first up on the buyout market. They went and just got about 15 minutes ago. They got Alex Len, who is the big guy who was let go from the Sacramento Kings. And when I say big guy, I mean big guy. Like, he's a humongous human being. And remember, they had that Mark Williams deal that got rescinded when he did not pass his physical, and Dalton Connect awkwardly goes back to the Lakers and all of that. Well, the Lakers went out and got Alex Len. So that whole moment in time that the Warriors had where they're like, hey, maybe we could play the Lakers without a big man, that's over. I don't know what kind of presence he will end up having, but Lakers look like a top four team in the West to me right now.
Agreed. And I don't think that Alex Len is the kind of big that's going to make you think like, oh boy, they just have a new rim protector. He's a little bit more like a Quentin Post, as far as I can remember. Alex Len, he's a guy who, he doesn't play a ton, and I'm looking at
He doesn't play a ton, but I don't think he plays like Quentin. He's not like a three-point shooter.
Right, but he's not a guy who I think you're going to fear when going to the basket. And throughout the totality of his career, he's playing 17 minutes a game, and he's averaging less than one block a game. He's just kind of a big body who doesn't do much for you. And for me, if I'm looking at a seven-footer, I'd much rather have Quentin Post than Alex Len.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Yeah, again, it's just a body, but the point is, the Lakers, you trade Anthony Davis, you try to get Mark Williams, you end up not having him. They were a little naked. They were a little naked as far as...
And afraid.
And they just waived Christian Wood, who's been hurt for the majority of the year. I think they were a little naked around the rim, so now there's certain matchups where they can put a seven-footer out there.
Yeah,
You're not wrong. He's not like a game-changer, but he's a body. He's a body that they needed.
Yeah, big body.
Anyway.
Big body who doesn't block shots or really rebound.
Oh.
And he hasn't rebounded since 2018 with Phoenix. It's been a long run of him not being playable by teams that aren't very good. So, they got Alex Len. Good for you. You know?
Yeah, no.
He's their 11th man, I guess.
But he'll be out there a little bit. Yeah, he's a career five and a half rebound per game guy in limited minutes. So anyway, the buyout market is something that the Warriors may explore too, except for not today, because if you listen to Warrior fans, we don't need anything anymore.
No.
All set.
Yeah, we're going to be champions. We're going to be championship.
Well, I do wonder, what is in eight quarters... What is the most exciting part about Jimmy Butler to you Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. And we'll go to the phones really soon. I want to point to this. January 21st. So 10 plus 11. This is 21. This is 3 weeks ago, I think, to the day. Okay? January 21st. Listen to what Steve Kerr said to us about the issues that they as a team were having offensively.
Yeah, it's a killer. And when you play a team like Boston, you know, the defending champs, they're, you know, they've got guys who can get to the rim and get easy points. So, we've been on the other end of this, too. You know, for years, we got a lot of layups and we could create layups out of our offense, but we could also play out of pace, and we had guys who could get to the rim occasionally. So some of it is personnel, and then some of it is you have to figure out what are some of the things we can do better as a team to generate some easier baskets, and those are all the things we talk about every day as a staff.
Okay, maybe that was a little sign of things to come, because what they're talking about analytically in the background with the Warriors is we don't get layups and we can't get to the free throw line. Look, Jimmy's not going to go play 40 minutes and Jimmy's not going to be able to necessarily do this every single time. But if you want, let's go to numbers or numbers, and sometimes they're my numbers.
Yeah. Numbers are numbers and numbers are numbers.
These are numbers now. Jimmy Butler has played two games as a Warrior. He has shot 28 free throw attempts. No Warrior has done that in a two-game stretch in 8 years, and the last time it happened, the man's name was Kevin Durant. That is a banger. That's a banger, if you ask me. That's changing the game. And so you ask me so far what I've seen that is exciting about Jimmy Butler, I'm going to point to that.
Yeah, and it's not only the free throws, it's the way he plays, which is with a physicality. And if you look at his career, he's averaging almost 7 free throws a game, and this year it's 7 free throws a game. And I know he's averaging 14 free throw attempts a game in two games with the Golden State Warriors, but already, if you look at the league stats, Mark, the Warriors are going up from dead last in free throw attempts to, maybe fifth or sixth to last. But what you have now is a guy who plays with that physicality and that aggressiveness. And you mentioned Draymond Green. He plays that way, but on offense, he doesn't go to the rim and draw a lot of fouls because that's not his game. And outside of that, Andrew Wiggins could have done that at times, but he didn't. And Steph Curry, when he goes to the rim, a lot of times it's, trying to get the basket without getting the contact. And now you have a guy who's going to go in and go into your chest and get to the foul line.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins did a much better job of it this year, but it's just different. It's a different style. He's not as tough or physical of a finisher around the rim as Butler is, and that's getting him at least so far to the free throw line more. I to me, that's something that wins basketball games. And by the way, he's somebody who largely is knocking those free throws down. Wiggins did a good job of that this year too. All right, so again, Steve Kerr at four. For the next 90 minutes, we really want to hear from you, Warrior fan. What is the most exciting part of the Jimmy Butler experience through eight quarters? 888-957-9570 is the number. We go right to your calls next. And speaking of calls, at some point today, you're going to want to call in and see if you can win your way into the knockout tournament. Knockout tournament coming up, Chase Center Court. All you got to do is make sure you're listening during the 4 p.m. hour. It's at that time that we'll give you the keyword. We'll let you know how you can turn that keyword into a spot in the knockout tournament. All you got to know right now, be with us at 4. We are also sponsored by Safeway. Your phone calls next, 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Majewski stops and feeds the post. It's Butler. Drives on Connaughton, powered his way right around him. Good and a foul. The Bucks continue to guard Butler with Connaughton. If I'm the Warriors, I just go back to that time and time again.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that man right there is going to be on in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr Day.
I can't wait.
Right here on Willard and Dibbs.
And I love Steve Kerr Day, but I like it a little bit more when it's Steve Kerr off a couple of wins and a new acquisition day.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a little bit more upbeat, and I mean, at least I think so.
I think, yeah. And for sure.
Yeah, we could talk about, like, getting to the foul line, because you played it already, and I thought it was great talking about, like, we don't do free throws and layups. Well, now you have a guy who's pretty good at both, and because he's doing that, you've got a stretch five who can shoot the three. You got Moses Moody playing minutes and making shots. You got a healthy Pods doing what he's doing. Buddy Hield seems to be trending toward being back. And Kuminga in the wings? My goodness,
well,
Mark.
Well, the Kuminga part is still a total mystery, and it's something I think we're all waiting for to see. Does it fit great? Does it kind of hold him back? Is it something in between, a little of both? I don't know yet, but yes, I feel like it seems like so far, and maybe they were just playing two awful defensive clubs. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like it has unlocked a few things for people because, again, there's just more attention on someone else on the floor for the first time in a while other than Steph Curry. And here's what Steph said about it last night.
Every possession just doesn't feel as hard. I mean, you still see attention, you still see defenses, but you have to worry about something else. We're just putting people in the right spot. So obviously, I'm going to be aggressive. And earlier in the year, that aggression didn't necessarily lead to anything as consistently as it has these last, you know, two games. The first two, I shot 30-something times. So that was a little different.
Okay. I mean, that's a big sentence.
Yep.
When Stephen Curry is like, every possession doesn't feel as hard, that's a hell of a ringing endorsement.
Especially when you think about 100 possessions in a game times, 55 games or so that they've played. That's 5,500 possessions where he's not in on all of them, but of all the possessions we've seen this year that Steph has been on the floor for, how many of those have involved a double team? Like
all of them.
A third or a half? Or like the number of times where he comes across half court and it's two grown men coming to get him, and now it's not going to be as often.
Right. Well, and I know you're saying a third or a half. I'm thinking, like, what if we're just talking in the fourth quarter? It feels like almost all the time, especially in the last 5 minutes. And now there's a way to make other teams pay a little bit. So, yeah, like, come on, man. And take it from a big skeptic over here. Two games in, you can see some dividends. I can admit that. Open, obviously. Look at it. You can see some dividends. And so there's reason for optimism. I do wish what I said earlier. I wish they were playing somebody awesome tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I really want to get a window almost into how excited are we supposed to get here? How excited are we supposed to get? And get excited. Hell, that's what being a fan is all about. It's what sports are all about. But I want to know, like, I know the Warriors have something here, but do they have, like, something? How big is this something, and at what level will it allow them to compete?
Yeah, and I do think part of that has to do with who they have remaining, and I'm just looking at the remaining games after the All-Star break, and you got a couple of Charlottes in there. You go to Brooklyn, you've got Detroit, you've got Portland, you've got some somewhat weak sisters on the schedule, and that doesn't mean that you automatically win. I know that this Warrior team has been maddening with that, but you do have Portland two times, and you've got a bunch of games where you feel like you should be able to get over.
Yep.
And you don't have a lot of monster games. You do have one six-game road trip remaining, including, and go ahead and mark this on your schedule, my friends, Tuesday, March 25th at Miami, Jimmy and a homecoming.
The Wiggins Bowl.
Do you think that they do a video tribute for Jimmy Butler?
Probably not.
Okay.
Or they'll do a tribute, but he won't be in it.
It's so funny.
They'll be like, this is what we were doing for your last 2 months as a Heat.
Yeah.
You weren't here.
They'll do a Butler tribute, but it'll be for Caron Butler, who I believe also played for the Heat.
That's good.
That would be funny.
That's very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the Butler tribute video.
Only to be sort of combated by the Wiggins video tribute when the Heat come here, which you pointed out yesterday will be wonderful, but will not have any sound.
Yeah, no audio. Yeah. Although maybe they could do the George Michael Careless Whisper in honor of your boy.
They could.
Because that was the theme song for K-Wig.
Just the whole thing in slow motion.
Right.
Just the whole thing. Like, it never speeds up. 888-957-9570. What, to you, is the most exciting part of the Jimmy Butler arrival, the Warriors 2-0 since they got him? Let's go to West Oakland Sam, who surprisingly is not in West Oakland.
That's weird.
Sunnyvale today. Hi, Sam. What you doing?
Hey, I'm on my DHL route just delivering packages and managing being by myself like
okay.
I do every day.
Thanks for doing it with us, man.
Hey, I just want to say the biggest – so I got two statements and one question. My first statement is I think the biggest thing I've seen, and it's only a two-game sample size, the biggest thing I've seen so far, it's amazing how one addition of a great player kind of makes the team – look like they have more depth in a sense because it elevates the play of everybody in a sense where you add one addition to Steph Curry and all of a sudden everybody looks like their game kind of elevates where you're not asking too much from anybody else because we have another dependable Robin to the Batman that is Steph Curry. And so I see an increase in depth and how we, and also what he does is he manages possessions better than Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins was empty calories in the sense where it's like anything. I remember I used to ask, like, anything from Andrew Wiggins to help Steph would do some service. So I'm seeing Steph not have to work as hard, like you guys just said about, you know, fourth quarter possessions. He doesn't. It's a reason why Steph Curry has had back-to-back two amazing games because now we have another alpha next to him. Another thing is a lot is riding on Kuminga to see what he gets from looking at a player like Jimmy Butler and kind of not being exactly like him, but kind of developing a certain type of style of game similar to Jimmy Butler's. And then my question that I want to ask you guys is why do you think LeBron being the outlier in terms of ageism in the NBA, why do you think certain 35-year-olds or why do you think certain players in any sport, we kind of look at their age as a downfall, but certain players kind of get, like we allow certain players to be older, but there's also a way where we look at like, oh, the age is a factor, but certain players kind of get a pass. So why do you think that certain players get a pass to be, you know, 35 like Jimmy Butler? Because part of the issue that we had whenever we made the trade was, oh, he's 35, you know, he's kind of towards the end of his career, but if it was another player, like, we'd be like, it's a pass. It's a
well,
pass, period.
For instance, Sam, thanks for the call. I think one of the things Sam is asking, for example, when the Warriors were after Kevin Durant, I didn't hear anybody go, whoa, Kevin's old. But Jimmy was 35. Kevin's older. So I get that, and maybe it's just the pure talent of the player, the situation around the player. You got to remember, we've been fed for 2.5 months that Jimmy's a problem, and it's not the first time that we've been fed that. And let's not act like that's suddenly gone. Like, oh, hey, but that's it. They've won two basketball games. Jimmy will never be a problem. We'll see. We'll see. The honeymoon phase is real, and we are knee-deep in it. But I think the only answer to his question is, A, certain players age better than others. Like, it's who's still playing at a high level versus who looks like they're starting to fall off. And then just sort of the position they play. Like certain players age better, certain styles and positions age better. If somebody relies a lot on their athleticism, like right now, I don't want to sign up for Jonathan Kuminga when he's 37. No thanks.
It depends on what happens between now and then.
For sure, but do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
A higher percentage of what makes him good is his athleticism. That's never been what Steph Curry does. Steph Curry's a shooter.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's smart. All of those things.
I do think it comes down to injury history as well, and I just punched it up for Jimmy Butler, and you've got rib, wrist, back, foot, hip, knee, ankle, shoulder, toe, foot, ankle, all the way through. So he's had some minor stuff. And, you know, Steph Curry, he's had the ankle a million times. He's had the bilateral knee tendonitis. The one that really strikes me is LeBron James. And if you look at his injury history, he's had none.
It's crazy.
He's had none of the big ones. He has had no real knee injury. He had no Achilles. He's had no shoulder. He's had no back, like no major issue. And so you look at Jimmy Butler, he's had a bunch of small stuff, and by and large, it's been more about his willingness to actually be on that team.
The LeBron thing is really crazy. I know that he rubs some people the wrong way. I know there's a fatigue factor. I know he's a Laker now. I know he beat the Warriors in the finals. I know all the reasons that you're supposed to hate LeBron James. If you can't step back for a second and appreciate two things, number one, what you just said, the longevity of this guy, the lack of injury, the level he still plays at his age is absolutely unbelievable. But to me, what's even more impressive, dude, when your name is on the marquee for 20 years and we never really get anything on you, like what's the PR disaster that has happened to LeBron due to the fact that he is in such an intense fishbowl?
Right.
Literally what we have on him is once upon a time he was a free agent. He made a TV show out of it, and we thought it was a little narcissistic.
Well, and that's
literally it.
He forced the Lakers to draft his kid.
Okay.
And he let his kids drink wine.
Yeah.
You know, when they were, under 18.
Whatever. I've let my kids taste wine.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, you know,
more beer.
Talking about like that very thing, and if you want to look at his games played throughout the course of his career, he's got, you know, 82s and 71s and 77s.
Dude, he's crazy.
Even now, when he is 40, he just turned 40, same birthday as my sister, December 30th, he's played in 47 games, 35 minutes a night. Dude plays.
It's bananas. It is bananas. And he's still playing at a high level and leading a team that has a really good record. And now he's got Luka alongside him.
Right, which is scary.
It should be. It should be.
No, it's super scary. And the Warriors go there on April 3rd in terms of other games to mark down on your calendar.
I like it.
Because after the break, you're going to wind up with, I think it's 26 games. And you've got some duds, but you got some really good marquee games
for sure.
Coming up.
Yep. Got a home and home with the New York Knicks coming up late February, early March. A few to circle. That's definitely one of them. Let's go to Greg in the city next. Hey, Greg, you're on with Willard and Dibs. Jimmy Butler, what's exciting to you about him?
How are you doing today?
Good, man. How about you?
Not too bad. I would say the part that makes it all exciting is he really connects all of the lineups. I think that, you know, one aspect that I've been really enjoying watching is that I think I heard this point a while back, was that getting a secondary scorer and playmaker really helps everyone slide down into a more natural position, right? Being able to have Draymond be the defensive menace that he is on a regular basis, ensure that we have another playmaker that, you know, we don't have to have Draymond handling double duties all the time, ensuring that we have someone else who can really handle the rock, get a bucket when we need a bucket, and really facilitate the offense at a high rate, while also ensuring that players like, you know, Pods and Moody also benefit in the fact that they can play off ball a little better on defense, because they don't have to guard the main guy every time they're coming up and down. Where, you know, Wiggins is a great disruptor, but do we want to have him be that guy every single time coming down? And also scores 20, 25 a game. I don't know if he has had the ability to really deliver that for us all the time, where I feel like Jimmy does.
I tell you what, Greg, there's a lot of evidence already to what you're saying, and thank you very much for the call. It's a good one. I think you made this point about an hour ago. So many people are going to focus on, and with good reason, okay, Jimmy Butler does this on the court, and it provides X for Steph. And that's where most people will discuss Warrior basketball. Go to all the other players. And I know that collectively they didn't shoot great from three yesterday, but look at some of the trickle-down effect to the other players. Like, is what Quentin Post is doing over these last couple games, is that a coinkydink? Right? The way Moses Moody, and I know Moody had been playing well even before Jimmy got here, but is that trickle-down effect not just going to open it up for Steph, but really those role players, even Buddy Hield, you mentioned him as well, all of a sudden they're going to find more space and less pressure. And that's perfect. That's what role players need.
No doubt. And I think you add in Pods, who did not shoot great last night, but he's going to start to get healthier, and he's playing with a certain amount of confidence. And even if you go through the rest of the roster, you've got guys now who get slotted down a little bit further in the pecking order. And Draymond Green, not that he's ever felt pressure to score, but now he doesn't even have to have the pressure to ball handle, because Jimmy Butler can do a lot of what Draymond has done. So Draymond now can be a little bit more focused on playing defense when he's playing the five and he's in there, and you don't have to exert the same amount of energy offensively as you otherwise would.
Let's keep going. Beans in the City, you're next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Beans. What's good?
Fellas, what's going on?
Beans.
What's cooking, man?
What's going on? Beans. Like, remember Beans from Even Stevens, or is that... you guys are maybe too old for that.
That
was hurtful.
I don't like the reference at all. That's terrible. But go ahead.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that Jimmy being pretty much the most physical guard against anyone we play, and knowing his skill set works well for all these other guys. But I think what's not being mentioned as much is the subtraction of Lindy Waters and Dennis Schroeder, who just, like, you can imagine the freedom that comes to Pajemski and Moses Moody and, some of these other guys. I mean, Post was kind of getting his shine even before this trade. But, like, I think part of being a good role player is having the freedom within your role to feel like you can make mistakes and know what, is going to be asked of you every night. And I hope we don't get into a world where, some of our bottom three guys just get some of these random Kerr minutes that he loves to give away so much. But it's been nice to watch the team with guys that we've drafted, hopefully stepping into a spot where they're getting 25 to 30 minutes a game every night. If they're playing bad, they're playing bad, but that's who we're going to live and die with. So it's been nice to have that as a, other benefit of this trade.
Beans, I think it's a great point. Appreciate the call. I really do. The Warriors went 9 deep last night. Garbage time minute for Jackson Rowe, TJD, Pat Spencer. Guy Santos had a couple more.
Yeah.
But outside of that, they went 9 deep, and I do think there's something to what Beans is saying there, which is like, even if it's not your night, like, you're going to play. You're going to play. That is our rotation. And come hell or high water, that's our rotation. We'll live with it. We'll die with it. I wonder, and we'll ask Steve this, I wonder if that's almost like a load off for him. These are our guys.
Right.
And I don't have to sit here and be like, are you going to be good tonight? Okay, you're not. Let's go. Now, obviously, Kuminga's coming back, and that'll change the math. But I wonder if it's a load off for Steve Kerr that's like, yeah, these are our guys. This is what we're going with.
Yeah, it's streamlined. And I think he'll say for sure that it's a definite load off, because you're not playing 12 guys for 10 spots. You have really 10 guys for 10 spots once you get to that position. And a lot of it will be matchups. Like, Kevon played 12 minutes, and GP2 played 10, and Guy only played 6. So based on who you're facing, I do think that the rotation numbers will change, but you've got a starting five, a finishing five, and you've got, with Kuminga back, two or three guys you're for sure going to play, and then the other two to four guys you're going to mix and match.
That's the drama that is coming, though. Don't make any mistake about it.
Kuminga.
For sure. I know everybody's like, wait, but look at him now. And then Kuminga's coming back. Right. So who's going to be in the final five? Is he in? or is he out? And if he's in, or if he's out, we're going to all yell about it the next day.
Right.
Especially if it doesn't go well.
If they lose, yeah, we're going to yell about it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, right now, we're looking at what is essentially the finishing five because the replay is on in our studio. And I know that they went up by double digits, and so these guys who are in there right now are about to leave. But the finishing five is Butler, Curry, Draymond, and then Pods and Moody, right? Like, on this particular night, I mean, is Kuminga, is he in instead of Moody? Is he not? Not as much of a knockdown shooter? Like, I don't know.
It depends
I don't know
on who you're playing,
do.
And I think it also depends on where you are in the game, because Moses Moody, they're loving him playing the four, and he's done pretty well playing the four, so can Kuminga come in and play the four? Well, if you're down by 4 or 5 points, I'd rather have Moses, a guy who's more of a threat to shoot the three ball, than Kuminga, somebody who's, you know, offensively still emerging.
And therefore, you have drama.
Yep.
Therefore, you have drama.
Especially for a guy who's looking for a contract.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Jonathan in the city. Not Jonathan Kuminga, our Jonathan in the city. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Just, hey, is the joy back? I think it is. And, you know, the biggest thing about Jimmy, like I said in my previous call, he brings something, a lot of what the Warriors lack. And I'm happy now because, man, I'm not envious of the other teams. When I look at the box score while I'm, you know, watching the game, I also got the box score going. And, you know, we're shooting free throws now. Man, this guy lives in the paint. He's just master at creating contact, using his body. He's not, you know, he's not going at it at the full speed like Kuminga. He's very measured. He's a double-digit free throw getter. So we're never going to have that deficiency anymore because he drives me crazy every time I'm watching the Warriors game, looking at the box score. We got like 3 free throws. Now they just got like 15, 20. So he's a, you know, in a lot of sense, he might be the perfect fit. I mean, he's not our first choice, but sometimes the one that falls in your lap is the one that's, you know, that's destined to make you better. And I know it's a small sample size, but man, Jimmy Butler, man, his first game of Chase is going to be bonkers.
And by the way, that's still a little ways away before the Warriors are going to have a home game. Jonathan, thank you very much. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I wonder if this is going to end up being that someday. One of those, like, he wasn't our first choice. Turned out he was the right choice. Like, Bruce Bochy, not the first choice.
Brock Purdy.
Not the first choice.
Right.
Right? And then they end up being, like, beloved. And in Bochy's case, right? Multiple championships and someday Hall of Fame speech.
You think? Yeah.
For sure. I
mean, yeah.
Maybe, for sure. He went and won another one since he left
for
us.
For sure. But, I mean, yeah. So, not the first choice, and sometimes it's serendipity where you don't get your first choice and you wind up with what you wind up with. And think about all of our lives where, you know, however you meet somebody, you were in a dog park just trying to throw the ball for the lovely penny, and you happen to glance over and see somebody else who's doing the same thing. And, you know, if you didn't go to the dog park that day, maybe you wouldn't have been where you are.
Oh, I was looking for ladies. Why do you think I got a dog?
Look at you.
I'm kidding.
A baby works just as well, I'm told.
Yeah, but it's gross.
A little bit more of a, you know, commitment. If anybody wants to borrow my baby,
it's so inappropriate.
You know, totally.
Oh, gosh, that's so bad.
Totally.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. Well, an hour from now is pretty cool because we're going to give you the keyword so that you win your way into the knockout tournament, and Steve Kerr is going to be on the show. So 4 o'clock's pretty awesome, but 3 o'clock ain't bad either. Stay with us. What has been the most exciting part to you of Jimmy Butler so far? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll keep going with your phone calls next on Willard and Dips.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.